Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare 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 Krishna, in the name of Bhujam Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji, we all would like to affectionately welcome you here in our favorite assembly spot. We feel from here the Govardhan retreats started, exactly from here, this tree and that tree, just exactly here. And due to the blessings of Giriraj, the presiding deity of this entire area, we could do this seva, or try to render the service which we have been doing over the last 20 plus years. And we are very grateful to you that you have all come with open hearts and the willingness to take in the impressions of Vrindavan Dham and Vrindavan Krishna and Braj Bhakti and all this which is the priceless jewel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Rupa Goswami's and the Gaudiya, entire Gaudiya tradition. So in this last session which we have together today. I mean, Prasadam is also coming. That's also the last session. But as far as topical, in this last session, we will all summarize a little bit our presentations, perhaps, or leave you with a good thought to take away from here, a good inspiration and idea. And then we will end our presentation with a kirtan, which in some ways is, it's our, not goodbye, it is our last kirtan together for the pleasure of Giriraj. So this is the takeaway session. This is the session which hopefully, it depends a little bit on each single individual, will help you to review your experience and to take with you what is most important, what you like to take. We will guide you in the kirtan how to do this in a prayerful way. So we will request Agatharini, who I think you all will agree with me, her Krishna Katha narrations in the evening are the pure nectar and a wonderful conclusion, because we have heard so much philosophical input, not only philosophical, so many inputs throughout the day, and in the evening we can just lean back on our seat. Well, you have no backrest, so we can just be there and let the nectar rain shower of Krishna's pastimes, his cleverness, his all attractiveness, and perhaps most important, his love for his devotees come out. So I personally also was extremely profited with your good presentation. So let Jagatarini start, and then our Bhujan, and then like this. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I was thinking what to leave with you, and just before we started the retreat, I was speaking to my husband about my topic, Damodar Leela, and he said something that really focused me on what I was trying to do. He said that if you tell the stories of Krishna's pastimes, they can sound like cute little fairy story type stories. They're cute. And Krishna did this, Krishna did that, then Krishna said this, and he did that. And he said that the most important thing is to focus on the ashraya. And the ashraya means the one who has the love for Krishna. Because by focusing on the one who has the love for Krishna, we can enter into the pastimes more deeply, and they don't come out like children's stories. So this was something that I was already reflecting on myself, because the Damodar Astakam, which is all of our most prominent acquaintance with this Leela, for me, it's always been a prominent part of that Astakam, the second last verse, where Satyavrata Muni is meditating on how those sons of Kuvera had no good qualities. I mean, they did, but for our understanding. And it was the mercy of Narada who brought them in touch with Krishna. And, of course, we can all picture ourselves and say, yes, well, also me. I had no good qualities, no real searching for serious spiritual life. But it was Srila Prabhupada who was that ashraya tattva, the one who had those qualities and who has brought me into the spiritual path. But what I had never thought of before reading this Leela was how we ourselves, this I had thought of, that we ourselves don't belong here. We're Atma, and this place is material. It's full of material energies, and it can never, ever, ever work, no matter how hard you try to fix things and make them successful. The material elements will just take them down. So we don't belong here, and that's an important point to grasp. But the next one is that we belong, you could say, in an eternal reality, in a spiritual realm. So for us to wake up to that fact and to become really urgent about returning to that domain, not just becoming a devotee here, and that's our task, but Prabhupada was aiming us all the way. So to become really urgent, then we have to become like Yasoda, or like a resident of Vrindavan who inspires you. So the Damodar Leela wants to arouse in the heart of a hearer the longing for the mercy of the bhaktas. Now this means, of course, Srila Prabhupada and our Vaishnava association, but also these eternal associates of Krishna in the spiritual realm. The Damodar Leela wants to arouse in the heart of the hearer a longing for the mercy of the bhaktas, through whom, through which Krishna can bestow pure loving service, as with Yasoda, when he so wishes. We need to be inspired to serve the one who is serving, rather than being the one who is being served. Of course, we all want to serve that all-attractive one, but how do we receive that goal? It's by becoming attracted to those who are serving Krishna. This is how we restore our understanding of our own selves. Krishna is always submissive to the loving service of his devotees. And when a devotee finds us ready to receive the seed of bhakti, when he finds us in a spontaneous, willing to act mood, in accordance with the conviction that bhakti is the eternal means and the eternal end of everything. When that bhakta then asks Krishna, then there is no doubt that Krishna, through the bhakta, will bestow on us the mercy of pure devotional service and thereafter himself. So we know this principle in regards to our practicing devotional life here in this world. But this leela is meant to awaken in us a desire that I would like to serve Yasoda, who is serving Krishna, because her love is so enticing. It's so all-encompassing. And it's her love that draws Krishna's attention. And I also want him to show his attention to me. This world is not my home. It was meant to be here for some time and then to proceed on to that eternal place, which we come mysteriously in touch with when we come here to the side of Giriraj Govardhan. So thank you all for being wonderful listeners and giving me an opportunity to go into this subject matter much more deeply than I would normally have done. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. That's really very nice. Under time.
No, not to me. So nicely said.
We had agreed to each speak 10 minutes. So I told Matiji, he should only speak for 10 minutes. And she said, I am the one who always speaks for 10 minutes when I'm supposed to. It's you who always speaks more. I said, no, it's you. But
you know it's such an
I did not. Hare Krishna. Does that count amongst my 10 minutes? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pracharane Nivasesa Sunyavadi Prasatyade Sadharani. When we heard about Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas and then Indra and even Gargacharja and even Varuna and their different relationships with Krishna and how Krishna reciprocated with them. And then we heard about how Krishna reciprocated with Nanda Maharaj, and then Krishna reciprocated with all the gopas by satisfying whatever desire they had. whatever desire, even if it was born out of curiosity. Because Krishna is the devotee, Bhakta Vatsalya, Atma Prajanta Vidanyata, that he gives even himself to his devotees. So I thought of some verses that Brahma spoke at the end of his prayers after he saw Krishna's unlimitedly powerful position. He said, Tadbhuri bhagyam yajanmakim api yatavyam. My greatest good fortune, this was the realization of Brahma, my greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth whatever in this forest of Gokul and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. So Brahma means literally the greatest. This is the desire of the greatest, to be bathed with the dust of those residents of Vrindavan whose entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But then the next verse is still more amazing. Esha gosha navasinam utavavam amkim deva ratitina cheto vishva falat palam tadaparam kutrappi ayan muyati sadve. So Brahma is saying, I am bewildered. Kutrappi ayan muyati. I am bewildered to understand how are you going to reciprocate with the Brijbasis, these souls who have given everything to you. Because you have given yourself to Putana and her entire family. And Putana Savesha, Putana Napi, she only dressed as a devotee. She wasn't a devotee and she came to kill Krishna, but still you gave yourself to her. And not only did you give yourself to her, you gave yourself to her two brothers, Agasura, and you entered into the Agasura, and you entered into the mouth of Bakasura. And in this way, you gave yourself to them. Now, these Brijbasis, Yadama, Arta, Surit, Priyatama, Tanayor, Pranayas, these Brijbasis have given their life to you, their wealth to you, their families, their life heirs, their children. They've given everything to you. And on the other hand, there's Putana and her family who just were against you and you gave yourself to them. So how are you going to reciprocate with them? So on one hand, we're always all like this with the Brijbasis, these most exalted personalities. But then we think, well, Krishna is so, they're so dear to Krishna, and I'm so far away from that. Instead of giving everything to him, I tend to more want to take everything from him. So there's another verse that Brahma says even before these verses that tells the path to become like them. And Mahaprabhu, when he heard this from the mouth of Sri Ramananda Roy, he said, yes, this is correct. Gyane prayasam urapasta namanta eva jivanti san mukritam bhadiyavartam stenestita sutagatam tanovan manobir ye prayaso jito jita pyasitas chilokam. Those, even if they remain situated in their established social positions, if they throw away the process of speculative knowledge and and, not just throw away, but what do they accept with their body, with their words, and their minds? They offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities. In other words, they honor Krishna Katha fully, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. Certainly, they will conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone in the three worlds. So much respect is given to Krishna Katha and hearing it fully. And then a final verse that I wanted to read, about Brahma, but this from the third canto, ninth chapter, the 11th verse, one of our favorite verses. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavato ritsaroja aseshrita chite tanonana natapumsam yajat diyatad urugaya vabhavayanti tatad vapupranese saranugraha. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through their ears by the process of bona fide hearing. And thus, by that process, their hearts become cleansed. And then you take your seat in their hearts. And not only that, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So the process is given. Chant Hare Krishna, hear Krishna Katha, follow the rules and regulations, serve the devotees, and serve everyone else, and distribute Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, Hare Krishna, Haribo, yes, thank you both very much. Our Jagatarini, you said we can approach the Lord through those who love Him and serve the Lord through those who serve Him. And our Bhujan Prabhu was highlighting the process of hearing in this last verse, where Krishna becomes manifested in the heart. And I think we have all experienced that to some degree. Let me just manage this with a... One moment. Stani. Good. Please all join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sataine. And the pranam mantra to Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. My dear devotees, I want to just leave you with two thoughts. First of all, please take Krishna with you from here. Or, to say this in a practical way, please put Krishna in the center of your various activities. This could mean that you have a morning program where you read about him. It could mean that during the day you stop and say, is this for the pleasure of Krishna? Am I remembering Krishna? It could mean that when you come back to your home, you end the day with a prayer to the Lord. Or you, those who are inclined to puja, they can do worship their shilas with always Krishna-centered thoughts. Not like the normal conditioned soul does, the ego-centered thought. What would please Krishna? Oh, Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna will solve the problems if I turn towards him. My dear devotees, do you know the difference between a religious person and a spiritual person? Or asked differently, what's the difference between a religion and spirituality? I think you have all some thoughts, but the religious person is interested in a belief and in belonging to a group, a religious group. The spiritual person has an other focus. He wants to transform his heart or her heart. And that makes a lot of difference between what we could call a superficial and a deep devotee. No? So we have heard about Krishna. We have heard we should reach Krishna by serving Yashoda. That was an instruction. How do I do this? What does this mean on a daily basis? No, these questions, or we have heard Shrutekshita, we must hear and approach Krishna through the path of hearing. What could that mean for my life? How do I practice this? A religious person will stop. Oh yes, I heard something inspiring. A spiritual person will walk further and says, how can I use this divine knowledge to transform my heart so that I'm eligible to one day join my Lord again. No? This is a huge difference. It's a paradigmic shift. In the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, we heard that Ananda Maharaj inspired Gaga Rishi to perform the name-giving ceremony of Krishna. Let me just... Yes. Thank you. You are practical and give practical gifts and practical advices. There was this difficult time. Krishna had been brought by Vasudev to Nanda Maharaj, and Gaga Rishi visited the settlement of Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda asked him, can you please perform the Namkarana ceremony? And at first Gaga Rishi answered, I don't think it's a good idea, because Kamsa will become informed that the eighth son of Vasudev and Devaki is hiding here. And Kamsa, we hear from Vishwanath Chakravarti, had his spies all over. So I don't want to give the public ceremony here. This will be dangerous for Krishna and, in fact, for your entire community. So Nanda said, yes, I understand, but then ceremony must be given, and you are the best one to do this. Why don't we do it then in secret, a real underground Namkarana ceremony? Why don't we do it in a cow herd barn so that only a few specially invited are there, and so on? And Gaga Rishi did it then, and he made the following prediction, which Buridhan Prabhu also has alerted us to a few times here. Yaitasmi mahabhage pritim kuvanti manava nara narayo bivivantyetan vishnupakshani vasura. Any person or any group attached to all auspicious Krishna cannot be defeated by any enemies. We hear from some purports that this means they cannot be defeated, the devotees who are attached to Krishna, by outside enemies. And also not by the six enemies that surround the heart of every conditioned soul. Lust, anger, greed, envy, and so on. No? They cannot be defeated. This echoes really Krishna's statement in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Machita sarvadogani. If you fix your consciousness on me, the Bhagavatam goes a step further, if you are attached to me, no? Then, Mat Prasadat, by my grace, you can conquer all the obstacles of the conditioned life. And what else? But if you put your center, your ego in the center, I would say if you don't remove your ego, it's already in the center, then you will be lost. My dear devotees, a religious person says, nice, nice, nice. What was the verse 1858? Dobro, good, 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 I'm done. A spiritually awake person will say, okay, what does this mean? To put not the, to put the ego out and to be conscious of Krishna. It's very important. These retreats are not entertainment. As you have noted, and Pushpavan has spoken in a well-mentioned voice message that I'm aware of, this retreat, there's some deep intention behind these retreats. And this is to make you Krishna conscious in a spiritual sense, that you ask the question, how can I be more putting Krishna in the center, be more aware, and not act due to my ego in the future, but make decisions, make choices in my life based on Krishna. I want to satisfy you. For this, and I will end here, there needs to be an attachment to Krishna. You need to like him. And sometimes you think, well, that's a tall order, isn't it? But my dear devotees, in the Bhagavatam, there is a very nice verse. It's, Prahlad was asked, how did you manage to become attracted to Krishna? I mean, there were no teachings here about Krishna in the school. Why are you so Krishna, 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 Krishna? Why? How did it come? And he said, I'm already naturally like this. He says, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically toward the magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu. And so Prabhupada unpacks this a little bit and says this is the natural condition not only of a Nitya Siddha devotee like Prahlad, but it's the natural condition of us. You are unnatural when you are not attached to Krishna. It's unnatural not to put him in the center. It's highly unnatural to put your ego in the center. It's not natural. It's not svabhavik. He says, for all living entities to be attracted toward Krishna is natural. And therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna. You know everything. Meaning, he who attracts everyone and everything. And Prabhupada speaks of Vrindavan. The typical examples of such attractions are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham, Sudham, and the other cowherd boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds. Some sound is required now. They're sleeping. And even the birds, beasts, cows, and calves are attracted. The flowers and fruits in the garden are attracted to Krishna. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land, sky, trees, plants, animals, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. My dear devotees, we couldn't have these retreats outside of Vrindavan, or they wouldn't be the same. Of course, you can do everything everywhere, but in Krishna consciousness. But the main point here is, which we learn through the Ashraya Tattvas, which we learn when we hear the Brijbasis talking about Krishna, like Bhujan Prabhu highlighted when he talked about how the Brijbasis came to Nanda Maharaj and wanted to know who is Krishna. No? The natural condition is really to be attracted to Krishna only. So if you can take this with you and become more natural in your life. I'm saying it with a little sharp tongue, I know, but that sometimes creates some one desired effect in our consciousness. If you can arrange your life in a way that you put Krishna in the center, you will see all the difficulties which you could not remove before, they will either appear in a new light, you will have a new perspective on them, or they will disappear. And because and also people who were difficult and you couldn't, they can't do anything to you when you are having Krishna in your consciousness. This is something. Once when I left Vrindavan, Bhujan Prabhu, knowing my super active nature, gave me this advice, and I want to repeat it here. He said, don't be immediately pulled back into your habitual activities. He said, spend at least 3 days where you just relive your Vrindavan experience, read, chant, be more conscious of Krishna. And in these 3 days, you might also make some decisions, some choices based on not on your fears, not on your egos, but based on putting Krishna in the center. And yes, I usually do this, but there is also ring, 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 the telephone, and this and that. But yes, as much as possible, I request you to do this. This is what we want to achieve in these retreats. So if you want to take a note of a verse you want to take with you, it's 1858. No? Read the purport of Prabhupada, please, also. It's wonderful. He says one should make Krishna his friend. Two things need to be said and done. First of all, I cannot say it again. I cannot say it enough. Please, we three of us, are very grateful to you. Yes, we received these letters, how nice it was, and so on, and we feel greatly honored. But for us also, this is the service which we like most to speak about, Vrindavan here, the goal of Krishna consciousness. Another thing needs to be done. Blessings need to be obtained. The residents of Vrindavan can give blessings. Next to us sits our very good Prana Bandhu, Mohan Panda. Some of you know him from Radhakund. He's a good address to go in Radhakund. He will keep all the pandas away from you. and he is very supportive to the devotees in our movement. And I have he has come here since, I think also since 20 years you are coming, not a very long time back you are coming. So I request him to bless all of us.
I give you this now.
Krishna. Giriraj Maharaj ki, Govardhan Nath ki, Shyam Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Everyone is Giriraj Bash, Sri Govardhan Nath, Param Dayal. Your bodies go out, heart always here. This name Chitta Chor. Chitta means thief. Nanda Kishore, Makhan Chor. Few names from Giriraj. Many, many deity, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Radha Krishna, Gare Gare. Every house is Radha Krishna, Braja Mandals. But this Giriraj, many uncles possibles, father no possible. This is father, Baba. Baba means Giriraj, Brijabasi, is Dhambasi, is speak to them, Baba. Govardhan Nath, how you lucky, you don't know. You are now here. Just close to eyes. Pray to Giriraj. Hey Govardhan Nath, hey Param Dayal Gopalji, please bless me. I come again and again, again and again. Lotus feet, Sri Krishna, Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha, Jagat Guru Seal children. Here, all family here, Prabhupada families, Giriraj Swami, Sachinandan Swami, Burijan Maharaj, Jagatarani Mataji, and all children of Srila Prabhupada. I am the Brijavasis, beggar Radhakund. You know Radhakund? Golok to better, only one place, all of universe, bank of Radhakund. How I lucky, I don't know. I am this Radhakund Vasis. This is my Adhikar, no Ahankar. Bolo Radhe Radhe. Radharani, I am Radhakund Brijavasi, cow and Brahman blessings. Rotam Dash Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, your boss, your Pranadhan, Ishtadhan. Vrindavane Jayo, na Royo Chirokal. Govardhane Ute, na Hariyo Gopal. Brijavasi Obgun, Dekhve na Gopal. Sixth Goswami asked to them, how I go Brijamandals? I take interest from Sri Govinda, Lotus Feet. So he will speak three things. Vrindavan no Aishwarya Madhurya. Ratna Shingasan, Swamiji, Ras Rasheshwari, Siddha Thakurani, Vrindavan, Bilashini, Srimati Radharani's, owner of Vrindavan's. All of universe honor Sri Krishna. But Vrindavan honor Vrindavanishwari, Radharani. The Vrindavan, Madhuryabhav. Go Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill. Govardhane Ute, Nahariyo Gopal. This Bengali language. Up Govardhan, no. Brijavasi only possibles. Dhambasi possible. Vaishnava Madhuryabhav. Dandavat. Sei Giri, Sei Krishna, Bhojanishta Kore. Sei Sakhyat Krishna. No difference. Brijavasi Abgun, Dekhbe Na Gopal. Don't look Brijavasi's bad things. Only look feet. You want Lord Krishna in entry your heart. So no look him bad things. Only look him feet. Your Madhuri Bhav. Das Anu Das Anu Das Anu Das. Ei Bhitore Avilas. So Giriraj, bless you everyone. You live long. Sri Krishna help you. And come back again and again. Again and again. Lotus feet Sri Govardhan Nath. Satyoga Badrinath. Tetrayoga Ranganath. Dwaparyoga Jagannath. Or Kaliyoga Giri Govardhan Nath. Sanatan Dharma Four Nath. You know Mayapur best. Jagannath Puri best. Vrindavan best. Or Radhakund super best. I am the Radhakund Vasi. So you Radharani bless you everyone. You have Harinam. Govinda Nam. Krishna Nam your lips.
deep and deep and deep, go to lotus feet Sri Govinda, and Sri Govardhan Nath bless you. Pashu, Pakhi, Lata, Pata, everyone bless you. Raj, first most important Raj, Rajarani, Brajarani, Srimati Radharani. Bolo Radharani ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Govardhan Nath ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhakta Mandal, Sri Sachinandan Maharaj, Burijan Maharaj, Giriraj Swami Maharaj, this Maharaj, all Prabhupada family, Jagat Tarani Mata ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhesh. Me have no knowledge. I am the Brajavasi's beggar, Radhakund. But Brajavasi Krishna Naam Dhani. I am beggar, but Dhani. Me have one Dhan. Amulya Dhan. Krishna Naam Dhan. Nandalala, Nandanandan, Nanda Kumar, Brajavasi Sakha. Sakha Bhav. You, boss, Gauranga. Gauranga so you, Krishna Path. Mukhe Hari Bolvo, Modon Mon Hiribo, Braje Pothe Cholvo. You know, many life, luck opening, you come to Giriraj. How you lucky? You don't know. Don't use mind, only Madhurya Bhav. Uddhava use mind, no take interest. He's clever. He say, I clever. I know before, I know now, I know after. Uddhava. But he's finished, his mind. Braja Gopi speak to them, Das. Das. After his all energies, bad things go clean. Krishna entry. Vrindavaneshwari Radharani to both together. Radharani bless you everyone, my dear. You come again and again, again and again, again and again. Sri Govardhan Nath, Lord Vaishnav Thakur Kripa, Vaishnav Thakur blessings. You always Hari Naam, Govinda Naam, Krishna Naam. Bol Giriraj Baba ki. Sorry, Maharaj.
No, very good, very good, very good.
Mohan Bandagi, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mohanji. Yes, yes.
Maharaja Parat.
Your son, yes. Next in line. Maybe give. And accept it.
Giriraj Maharaj, a long time. From Arjuna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj, I covered them beside one Bhima Ashram. Many years before.
Yes,
Guruji Maharaj.
Yes.
Jai Giriraj.
Nice to see you again.
Give
mother.
Mother know me. Very small. Jagat Tarangi Mata. I am
baby.
Jai Mata.
I need again and again.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Radhe Radhe Mohan Panda. Yes, as Mohan Panda said, he's known to us since he is a little boy, you know, and he wanted to sell Radha Kuntilak to us, I remember. But yes, he is this part of the culture. The whole program is good if there are blessings, and they're very nice, very nice. Of course, there's Lord Chaitanya would sometimes in Gaya, you remember, he laughed about the zealousness of the pandas, but I don't say anything here. Krishna. So good. Hare Krishna. Let us now have the concluding kirtan. Would you please say a few words as I'm setting up there about the last kirtan?
Yes. We'll have Maharaj Lila kirtan, and yes, and then later, what we're going to do is gather up all our best thoughts and best prayers and coat and and coat some flowers and incense with our prayers and deepest Krishna conscious desires, and then we will offer them to Giridas. But right now, we will, Maharaj will lead us in Krishna Kirtan.
Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari. Yes, Hare Krishna, it's a good time to adjust your seating. Here we have, you might like to have a good sitting under shade. And we want to face towards Giriraj. Also, those of you who are here, can I just ask a technical question so that this goes seamless? How will this, with the flowers, will they be distributed? Who is in charge of this practical part, please? Can you tell us? I guess they will somehow appear, the flowers. You will see they are there. And then while the kirtan continues, we will offer towards the end. Yes, towards the end. We will then offer. So please make all sure that you now face Giriraj. I see a few of you are still. So good, everyone is fine.
An address. We are addressing the Lord. We are almost like a little child who
calls for his mother. Let this last kirtan which we do together on this particular Govardhan retreat be a kirtan that is not absent-minded, but a kirtan where each one expresses themselves to the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Yeah. Yeah. Which are immediately in front of us, or you can even more ideally, or as you wish, you can offer to Giriraj in the back. We hear a good proportion is 4 to the feet, 2 to the middle, and 3 to the head, and then 1
seven circuits. That's a reason behind this. Or if this is too numerical, then just any amount of circuits which you turn, make sure that the real you is doing it. And continue, please, to sing. And after you've offered your flowers, you may either sit back on your seat or stand and move and dance, because perhaps the kirtan will, you know, whatever it will become, we will see. Please now sing Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Rama Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare
Everyone, please, you can come forward in groups, many more, and then offer in large groups, like we have heard in the Govardhan Leela, the Brijvasis, there were many, and they were all offering. So, in this way, we remain focused, and everyone gets a chance. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Sing 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Gita Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hai Bo Krishna Krishna Gita Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, raise your arms in the sky in a gesture of surrender and sing one more time very loudly, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sri Giriraj Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, we have become a kirtan party here, all of us, during the Govardhan retreat. It's so nice how you chant, putting your vocal cords or your voice, I wanted to say, your mind, but in many, many, many cases, also your heart into the chanting. This alignment of body, mind, and heart, that will make the magic of bhakti flow, if Krishna desires. Good. I wanted to just ask Bhujan Prabhu to complete it. It somehow feels incomplete without a last. Just two words, please. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Everyone face Giriraj Govardhan. And maybe many years ago, when we were holding the early Govardhan retreats, we noticed something very special, Satchinanda Maharaj and myself, that when Krishna is glorified, Giriraj becomes very pleased and he showers his mercy upon all the devotees. So please take a photo in your mind of Giriraj Govardhan and even of all the devotees who have jointly glorified Krishna together. And please then close your eyes and fold your hands in front of your heart and offer some final words of prayer, gratitude, affection, and even vows and hopes and aspirations. And after you are completed, loudly chant in your mind the Hare Krishna mantra, the Panchatattva mantra, and then offer your respects to the dust of Vrindavan and Giriraj Govardhan, who can award the fulfillment of all desires. Open your eyes, offer your obeisances, and then I don't want to say the rest, but it's time for prasadam. Hare Krishna.